Charlotte officials are taking a long look at the city's five-year-old extraordinary events ordinance. They're trying to gauge whether it works and how it's being used. Critics say it's too stringent and is used too often. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Charlotte City Council passed the ordinance in January 2012 in the midst of Occupy Charlotte protests and 8 months before the Democratic National Convention. The idea was to prevent trouble by giving police more leeway to ask questions and search backpacks and bags for weapons. It was supposed to be used a few times a year for events of, quote, national or international significance. It would also include 4th of July fireworks and the Speed Street Festival. Instead, city managers have declared extraordinary events 41 times in 5 years, at least 13 of those last year. That worries civil liberties advocates like Chris Brook, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina.
We've become concerned over the course of the years, and what we were concerned would occur at the outset was that events that are really commonplace have been deemed extraordinary events.
They include shareholder meetings at Duke Energy and Bank of America, football games, the Thanksgiving parade, and the city's Gay Pride Festival. In some cases, city officials pointed to violence elsewhere as a reason for their declarations. At a Panthers game following the Keith Scott shooting in September, police corralled protesters in an intersection as fans arrived. 4 people were arrested for various extraordinary event violations, including one with a gas mask, which the ordinance prohibits. On January 23rd, a half dozen speakers urged the city council to repeal the law, including Charlottean Sarah Lynn.
Citizens passing within the broad and unmarked boundaries of an event can be stopped, questioned, and searched for a long and vague list of prohibited items without normal constitutional safeguards, and possession of even ordinary items, which would include this Sharpie.
Others at the meeting complained that the law allows stop and frisk practices that can unfairly target certain groups. Now the city is reviewing the ordinance at the direction of City Manager Marcus Jones. At last week's city council meeting, he told the council he had questions of his own when he was asked to sign a declaration shortly after taking office in December.
So I've asked staff to examine how it's been used, again, whether it's been effective, and is there anything we should do to change or not have it.
Jones says he'll come back to the council with a recommendation later. A spokeswoman says the review should be done by the end of this month. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.